So, I think most people have heard about the coronavirus, I guess.
اسم کرونا رو شنیدین دیگه فکر کنم ویروس کرونا.
What doesn't know?
کی نمیدونه کرونا چیه؟
Nobody. Okay. I've been following this
for a beer.
Corona, which is Mexican.
Toyota
Corona.
So I've been following it for the last 2 weeks.
دو هفته پیش من داشتم کلاً این به اخبار گوش می‌کردم.
And has been growing into actually a worldwide event.
و شده یه مشکل دنیوی، یه مشکل چین نیست، بلکه کل دنیای مشکل.
This week officially was announced to be a pandemic, a worldwide outbreak.
امروز این هفته اعلام کردن که این ویروسی که کل دنیا رو فرا گرفته.
And the last numbers I could find was that it's already in 26 countries.
26 تا کشور در حقیقت ویروس بهش وارد شده.
And that over 10,000 people are
بیش از 10,000 نفر این ویروسو
گرفتن.
این چیزیست که تایید شده در حقیقت. یعنی ممکنه خیلیا.
Most of that is happening in China.
اکثر این اعداد تو خود چین اتفاق افتاده.
And it's a tragedy.
و یک فاجعه است.
Because already many people have died of it.
چون خیلیا از طریق این ویروس کشته شدن.
Yeah, they're not sure where it comes from. There's debate about that.
هنوز کسی مطمئن نیست که این ویروس از کجا اومده. بحث و جنگه که یکی میگه از یه جای اومده، یکی دیگه میگه از جای دیگه اومده.
Yeah, more and more evidence is pointing that it's a man-made virus.
بیشتر و بیشتر داره ثابت میشه که این ویروس ساخته دست انسانه.
Yeah, like a bioweapon.
در حقیقت یه اسلحه شیمیایی
بوده by accident or purposely been left out, مخصوصاً
آزاد شده توی دهه اطراف.
Now, what it does, these kind of things,
که این ویروس انجام
is that people start talking about the end times.
که این اتفاقها باعث میشه که مردم در ایام آخر صحبت کنن.
I just did a quick search and you'll find people relating, oh, Corona, this is the end.
و میدونم که همون تو گوگل اگر
شروع کنم تحقیق کردن
میبینین که میگین کرونا ایام آخره، روز قیامت آمده، اول روزهای آخره.
And a lot of people are panicking.
و خیلی ها ترسیدن.
Yeah, and imagine if you live in a place where this goes around.
تصور کنید چه جوری زندگی می‌کنی که این ویروس تو بین همه پخش شده.
Yeah, there are people dying of it, so.
کسایی هستن که از طریق این ویروس کشته شدن. یه چیزی.
And we don't know where it goes, we don't know where it ends.
نمی‌دونیم تا به کجا ادامه پیدا خواهد کرد. نمی‌دونیم به تا چه حدی خطرناک خواهد شد.
We hope it gets under control.
اما امیدواریم که بتونیم تحت کنترلش بگیرن و کشورهای بیشتر و مردم بیشتری کشته نشن و گسترش پیدا نکنه.
But we don't know.
اما نمی‌دونیم واقعا.
Now, there's another event that a lot of people don't know about is going on at the same time.
همزمان با این اتفاق کرونا خیلی از شما اتفاق خبر نداری، یه اتفاق دیگه هم تو دنیا داره میفته.
And it causes the same sort of conversations.
که همین بحثا رو تو بین مردم اتفاق افتاده که
it's روز آخر
ایام آخره.
What's heard about the locust in Africa?
شنیده در مورد حمله چشم لوکوس.
There's a huge locust plague going on in Africa, East Africa now, and now also going to Middle East, Asia. Yeah, and we're talking about serious locust plague. One news agent gave the size of one of those swarms.
یکی از اون اندازه یه ملخ و یکی از
اخبار
اعلام کرده. 60 کیلومتر
40 kilometers wide.
و اندازه که ملخ حمله کردن 60 کیلومتر در 40 کیلومتر ملخ زمین رو گرفته بوده.
2400 square kilometers of locust.
2400 کیلومتر فقط ملخه.
And it's announced as
تصور
one of
چقدر ملخه.
One of the worst in 70 years.
تو 70 سال گذشته بدترین اتفاقایی که داره میفته با ملخ حمله کردن.
And they're expecting because of conditions.
توقع دارن به خاطر شرایطی که وجود داره.
It's become much worse.
داره این ملخ‌ها بزرگتر و بزرگتر میشن و گسترش پیدا میکنن.
The locust in itself is not dangerous.
ملخ خطرناک نیست.
But there will be no food left for men.
اما اگر ملخ ها همه غذا رو بخورن دیگه غذای برای ما نمیمونه.
They eat absolutely everything.
ملخ همه چی میخوره.
Yeah. So this is, and they call it if you look at the articles, they will find titles like the biblical plague.
در حقیقت میگن مثل ایام کتاب مقدس اون چیزهای بلاهای ایام کتاب مقدسی اتفاق میفته مثل موسی بلای موسی.
And this will lead up to famine in those regions.
و توی اون منطقه‌ای که ملخ حمله کرده آخر سر به قحطی میرسن همون جوری که در ایام کتاب مقدس.
Resulting in people dying of starvation.
کسایی که از گرسنگی میمیرن به خاطر اینکه غذای وجود نداره براشون.
More members last year.
کیادش میاد پارسال.
And even this year Australia.
استرالیا و آتیشش.
The worst they've had in decades.
استرالیا و آتیشی که داشتن تو دهها سال تو دههای زیادی آتیش زیادی گرفتن. خیلی از شهر آتیش گرفت و از بین رفت.
Yeah, and still burning.
هنوز آتیش خاموش نشده و هنوز نتونستن آتیش کاملا خاموش کنن.
Earthquake in Turkey recently.
A
couple of weeks ago. 22 deaths, 1200 wounded. There's a lot of things going on. Yeah, we know about the tensions between nations, Iran, US, for example. So a lot of people are wondering about the end times. Is this the end? Is this the beginning of the end? Our primary concern should be, hey, what does God say about the end? What does God say is going to happen? Go to 1 Thessalonians. And read verses from chapter 5, 1 till 4.
و اما درباره وقت‌ها و زمان‌ها ای برادران، نیازی نیست چیزی به شما بنویسم، زیرا خود نیک می‌دانید که روز خداوند همچون دزدی که شب هنگام می‌آید فرا خواهد رسید. آن زمان که مردم می‌گویند صلح و امنیت حکم بر ماست، ناگهان هلاکت بر ایشان نازل خواهد شد، بدان سان که زن آبستن به درد زایمان دچار شود و از آن گریزی نخواهد. اما شما تا چهار یا خود
چهارم بخواهد.
اما شما ای برادران در تاریکی نیستید تا آن روز چون دوز قافل گیرتان کنند.
Yep. So this is talking about the times of the end.
Yeah,
about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it says, yeah, you brethren are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Yeah, so God's word has already laid out certain things that is going to happen. And throughout history, God has done that.
Yeah,
Jesus' first coming was not something they didn't know about. God had already told them. They were not in darkness.
Look,
go to Matthew 16.
And look
how Jesus basically is mocking the Pharisees and Sadducees of his day. The religious specialists. Yeah, and see what he says to them.
امروز هوا بد خواهد شد زیرا آسمان سرخ و گرفته است. شما نیک میدانید چگونه سیمای آسمان را تعبیر کنید، اما از تعبیر نشانه های زمان ها ناتوانید. نسل شرارت پیشه و زناکار آیتی میخواهند، اما آیتی به آنها داده نخواهد شد جز آیت یونس نبی، پس آنها را ترک گفت و به راه خود رفت.
And he's telling them, you know what weather it is. If you look at the sky, and you don't know what time you're living in. Jesus was fulfilling prophecy. They already should have known who he was. They should have put A and B together. And draw conclusions. The Messiah was announced. Yeah, and they're asking for a sign. That's what he wants. Show us a sign. No, you already had prophecy. God already told you what's going to happen.
Yeah,
in the end, people again will walk after signs. Yeah, people who want a sign. These are the people who walk after the Antichrist in the future.
کسایی هستند که دنبال اون ضد خدا یا در حقیقت اون که ضد مسیح هست قدم برمی‌دارن.
Read about it in a moment. Yeah, they will wander after the beast.
Point to the Antichrist.
We will perform lying wonders.
که اون هم میتونه شعبده های بزرگ و کارهای بزرگی انجام بده که خیلی ها رو گول بزنه.
Yeah, we are to believe based on the word of God.
ما هم باید اعتقاد داشته باشیم طبق کلام خداوند، نه طبق اون چیزی که بقیه میگن.
Yeah, how do we believe?
چجوری ما میاریم؟
Yeah, because we've heard.
بخاطر اینکه شنیدیم.
Why have we heard? Because the word of God was preached to us.
چون کلام خداوند موعظه شد برای ما.
Yeah, we need to mix that word with faith, with trusting in him.
Yeah,
we are not left in darkness. Yeah, we do know what is coming. We have the signs already. God told us. Yeah, we need to be people who know the times. And therefore, we need to know what we ought to do. Now, just as the people in the Old Testament had information about the first coming, we have information about the second coming.
دومش اطلاعات لازم داریم.
The end will not just come and it's fall in our lap. در زمان آخر suddenly it's there and nobody would expect it.
اتفاق نمیفته که هیچ کی توقعش نداشته باشه.
It doesn't have to be for us like that because we have information.
ما باید تعجب کنیم چون اطلاعات لازم رو خداوند در کلامش بهمون داده.
And Satan is working out a plan which is also goes over time.
و شیطان هم داره یه برنامه‌ریزی می‌کنه که یهویی اتفاق نمی‌افته.
And God told us about what he's about to do.
خداوند بهمون گفته شیطان چیکار می‌کنه.
And it's not going to be boom at once. No, it's a work that's in progress for over a long time.
بلکه یه کاری که یواش یواش اتفاق می‌افته.
So I want to look at that plan that Satan has, the Bible talks about. And I basically want to look at three main things that are going to happen. First of all, we're going to have a one world order and one world political system.
در حقیقت دنیا با یه دولت فرمانروایی خواهد شد، یه سیاست خواهد وجود برای کل دنیا.
We're going to have a one world economical system.
یه دنیای خودش که اقتصادش فقط از طریق یک اقتصاد کنترل میشه.
We're going to have one world
religion. دنیایی رو خواهیم داشت که کلا یه مذهب خواهد داشت.
Now, go to Matthew 24.
متا 24.
And read verses three for now. And Matthew 24, yeah, if you want to read at home, lines up with Luke 21, with Mark 13, and these will line up again with Revelation 6 to 11, especially the first couple of chapters. And in chapter 12 again, the story in Revelation is told again, and there again it starts out with the whole story starting from 12 till the end of Revelation. So let's read from Matthew 24.
متی 24 آیه 3 رو بخونید.
وقتی عیسی بر کوه زیتون نشسته بود، شاگردانش در خلوت نزد او آمده گفتند: به ما بگو این وقایع کی روی خواهد داد و نشانه آمدن تو و پایان این است چیست؟
Yep. So here we have the disciples simply asking the question. Hey Jesus, tell us. What are the signs? What are the end times? What are the signs of your coming? The end of the world. And Jesus just gives them the answer. He just explains to them. Now read verses 4 to 8.
You're
getting taste.
و بسیاری را گمراه خواهند کرد. همچنین درباره جنگ ها خواهید شنید و خبر جنگ ها به گوشتان خواهد رسید. اما مشوش مشوید، زیرا چنین وقایعی میباید رخ دهد ولی هنوز پایان فرا نرسیده. نیز قومی بر قوم دیگر و حکومتی بر حکومت دیگر برخواهند خواست و قحطی ها و زلزله ها در جای های گوناگون خواهند آمد. اما همه اینها تنها آغاز درد زایمان.
It almost sounds like reading the news today. Yeah, of course, there is false religion, false Christ that's out there. We know that.
Yeah.
Wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation,
kingdom against kingdom,
famines, pestilence, yeah, the virus going around, earthquakes.
And
so this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Period of tribulation and difficult period for everybody on this earth. And then in verse 9, yeah, we'll see that specifically Christians will be targeted. Can you read verse 9?
تا آزار بسیار ببینی و شما را خواهند کشت. همه قوم ها به خاطر نام من از شما نفرت خواهند داشت.
Now these things will happen when the Antichrist is in control of this earth. He grabs control at a certain point, and for a short time he will be able to persecute the Christians. And we read in chapter 24 that it's going to be a time that God has shortened. Because otherwise nobody would physically survive that period of time because of persecution. Now, I'm sure that people in the past would have thought, We are living in a time. These things are happening in front of our eyes.
شاید کسایی در گذشته ما همین فکر رو میکردن. این ایام ایام آخره. همه این اتفاقا داره جلو چشمون میفته.
But I will show you that we are actually the first generation.
اما اگر به اخبار ما تحقیق کنیم میبینیم ما اولین نسلی هستیم که
that have also the technology available for all the prophecies to be able to be fulfilled.
که تکنولوژی در دسترس داریم که تمام اون پیشگویی ها میتونه به وسیله تکنولوژی به تحقق برسه.
Where are we at in time?
الان در این زمان کجا هستیم؟
What are the times we're living in?
در چه زمانی داریم امروز زندگی میکنیم؟
Now remember, we're not left in darkness.
یادتون باشه که در تاریکی نیستیم.
The Bible tells us what's happening.
نورش رو به ما داده که بدونیم که چه اتفاقی میفته و چه اتفاقی خواهد افتاد.
Now let me first say that it's not coming out of nowhere.
همینجوری ناخودآگاه.
Go to 1 John 2:18.
اول یوحنا فصل 2 آیه 18 رو بخونید.
Yeah, there's a work that has been going on for a long time now. 1 John 2:18.
بچه‌ها این ساعت آخر است و چنان که شنیده‌اید ضد مسیح می‌آید. هم‌اکنون نیز ضد مسیحیان بسیار ظهور کرده‌اند و از همین در می‌یابید که ساعت آخر است.
That's how it says here. At a certain point there will come an antichrist.
یه ضد مسیح میاد در یه زمانی.
But notice that it also says there are already many antichrists in the world at that point in time.
در همون زمان هم ضد مسیحی‌های زیادی بودن که یکی دیگه میاد.
When was this? At the time that John wrote this.
زمانی که یحیی رو می‌نویسه. یوحنای نامه رو می‌نویسه.
Go to 1 John 4.
اولی یوحنا فصل 4.
First 3.
آیه 3.
و هر روحی که بر عیسی اقرار نمی کند از خدا نیست بلکه همان روح ضد مسیح است که شنیده اید می آید و هم اکنون نیز در دنیا است.
Yeah, so he talks about this spirit of the Antichrist.
این روح ضد مسیح هم اکنون
هم that was already in the world.
هنوز در دنیا بوده.
Again, when John wrote 1 John.
وقتی یوحنا کتاب اول یوحنا نوشته.
Go to 2 Thessalonians 2.
دوم تسالونیکیان.
2 Thessalonians 2.
آیه 4 رو بخونید.
And read verses 5 till 10.
2:4 to 10.
No, that's far from.
دوم تسالونیکیان فصل 2 آیه 5 تا 10 بخونید.
آیا به یاد ندارید هنگامی که با شما بودم اینها را به شما می گفتم؟ شما می دانید که اکنون چه چیزی مانع است و سبب می شود که او تنها در زمان مناسب خود ظهور کند. زیرا سر بیدینی هم اکنون نیز عمل می کند. اما فقط تا وقتی که آن که تا به حال مانع است از میان برداشته شود، آنگاه آن بیدین ظاهر خواهد شد که خداوند عیسی با نفس دهان خود او را هلاک خواهد کرد و با درخشندگی ظهور خیش او را نابود خواهد ساخت. ظهور آن بیدین به نیروی شیطان و همراه با همه گونه معجزات و آیات و عجایب گمراه کننده خواهد بود و نیز همراه با همه گونه شرارت که راهیان طریق هلاکت را فریفته می سازد. ایشان از آن روح هلاک می شوند که نخواستند حقیقت را دوست بدارند تا نجات یابند.
Yep. Verse 7 it says, the mystery of iniquity does already work.
اتفاقی که قحط حالا افتاده.
And this was of course during the time that Paul wrote this letter.
از زمانی که پولس این نامه رو نوشته بوده اتفاق افتاده.
Yeah, Satan has been
سلام.
سلام. We just prayed for you. Good to see you here. Yeah. So Satan has already been at work.
شیطان در کارش تلاشش بوده.
Yeah, from the time that the apostles were writing these letters.
در زمانی که رسولان همه این نامه ها رو می‌نوشتند.
Setting the stage.
شیطان داشته آماده
می‌کرد. Or eventually the Antichrist.
برای اون ضد مسیح که بیاد رو تخت سلطنت.
Yeah, to have his one world political system.
آخر سر به جایی برسه که کل دنیا یه دولت داشته باشه.
Yeah, his one world economic system.
از لحاظ اقتصادی یه اقتصاد داشته باشه.
And his one world
و از لحاظ مذهب همه دنیا یه مذهب.
Basically geared to worshiping him.
در حقیقت همه اون ضد شیطان رو ضد مسیح رو بپرستن.
But these things will not just come.
همه اونا یهویی اتفاق نمیفته از آسمون بیفته زمین.
I go to 2 Thessalonians 2.
دوم تسالونیکیان.
Sorry, we're already there. Read verse 1 till 4.
آیه 1 تا 4 اشاره بخونید.
1 till 4.
یک
بار دیگه میگم کجا؟ همون که داشتم. دوم تسالونیکیان فصل 2 آیه 1 تا 4.
That's okay.
ای برادران، درباره آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح و گرد آمدن ما نزد او استدعا داریم از پیام نبوتی یا گفته یا نامه‌ای که گویا از ما باشد بدین مضمون که روز خداوند هم اکنون فرا رسیده است زود متزلزل یا مشوش مشد. مگذارید هیچ کس به هیچ دلیلی شما را فریب دهد، زیرا تا نخست آن اسیان واقع نشود و آن مرد بیدین که فرزند هلاکت است به ظهور نرسد، آن روز فرا نخواهد رسید. او با هر آنچه خدا میخوانده میشود و مورد پرستش قرار میگیرد مخالفت میورزد و خود را بالاتر قرار میدهد، تا آنجا که در معبد خدا جلوس میکند و خود را خدا معرفی مینماید.
Yeah, so before the second coming, before Jesus actually comes, we will see some things happening first.
Yeah.
It talks about a great falling away here, turning away from the truth.
We do see
that happening in our society, but also that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, which is the Antichrist.
Yeah. And
this man will be possessed by the devil.
He will sit
in the temple of God.
مقدس خداوند میشینه.
Still needs to be built. It's not there.
هنوز قرار ساخته بشه. No. ساخته نشده هنوز.
The Jews will be ready to build it.
اما یهودی آمادن برای ساختنش.
Yeah, but it's not there yet.
هنوز
and
ساخته
he
نشده.
Worship.
و میخواد که همه بپرستنش.
Now let's look at these three main points that I gave.
اون سه تا نکته‌ای که بهتون گفتم رو برگردیم بهشون ببینیم سه تا نکته چی.
Things that Satan is working to.
Shaitan.
So
all the Jews from now, they're Antichrist, yes?
Now, not all the Jews are Antichrist, but Judaism as a religion is absolutely an Antichrist religion. Look up Revelation 2, 9 and 3:9. It talks about the synagogue of Satan, and it refers to the Jews there. 2:9, Revelation 2:9. Yeah, so the
از سختی ها و فقر تو آگاه هم با این همه ثروتمندی از تو هم از تهمت های ناروای آنان که خود را یهود میخوانند و نیستند بلکه کسی شیطانند با خبر.
Yeah, so it refers to the Jews in relation to the synagogue of Satan.
در مورد یهودیا صحبت میکنه در مقایسه با اون کنیسه شیطان در.
Who are calling themselves Jews?
کی خودش یهودیا میکنه؟ اون کسایی که تو شهر اسرائیل هستن در حقیقت.
Yeah, they call themselves Jews.
خودشون یهودی میخونن.
They are not truly Jews.
اما واقعا یهودی واقعی نیستن.
Because who are the true Jews?
چون یهودی واقعی از لحاظ روحانی کتاب مقدس میگه کی هستش؟
Not a Jew inwardly, but a Jew.
Sorry,
not Jew outwardly, but a Jew inwardly.
Circumcised,
not in the flesh, but in the heart. That's the Bible. We are God's people.
Yeah.
You're not God's people because you're ethnically a Jew. Of course, Jews can be part of God's people.
بله یهودی ها هم میتونن عضو قوم یهود واقعی خداوند باشن.
How?
چجوری؟
By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, but Judaism is an antichrist
religion.
If you don't have the son, you don't have the father,
نداری, the Bible
says. And let me see if I can quickly find it. He that is an antichrist, I think it's 1 John 22. If not, I'll continue. Yeah. Here, 1 John 22. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? Yeah, that's what the Judaism does. Yeah, he is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son.
دروغگو کیست جز آن که مسیح بودن عیسی را انکار میکند؟ چنین کسی همان ضد مسیح است که هم پدر و هم پسر را انکار میکند.
Yeah. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 13. And this is a whole chapter on the Antichrist. Yeah, we're not going to go through the whole chapter. We don't have time for that. You can read it at home. Yeah, it's not as easy to understand because there's a lot of symbols in there.
I'm
not able to go into everything, but I specifically want to focus on these three points.
Yeah.
One world government, one world economic system, one world religion. Read verses 1 to 7. Sorry, 1 to 4. 1 to 7. Read 1 to 7. Yeah, read 1 to 7. Because I have my notes here in this order.
وحش دریا آنگاه دیدم وحشی از دریا بیرون می آید ده شاخ داشت و هفت سر با ده تاج و شاخهایش و بر هر سرش نامی کبرامیز نوشته شده بود. آن وحش که من دیدم به پلنگ میماند، اما پاهای خرس داشت و دهان شیر و اژدهای قدرت خود را و تخت خود را به وحش داد و اقتداری عظیم به او بخشید. از سرهای آن وحش یکی گویی زخمی مهلک برداشته بود، اما آن زخم مهلک بهبود یافته بود. تمام جهان در حیرت فرو شد و به پیروی از آن وحش گردن نهاد. مردم اژدها را پرستش می کردند زیرا که به آن وحش اقتدار بخشیده بود. نیز آن وحش را پرستش می کردند و می پرسیدند کیست آن که همتای این وحش باشد؟ کیست آن که بتواند با او بجنگد؟ به وحش دهانی داده شد تا سخنان نخوتبار و کفرآمیز بگوید و اجازه یافت تا اقتدار خود را 42 ماه به کار برد. پس دهان خود را به کفرگویی بر خدا گشود و به نام او، به مسکن او یعنی آنان که در آسمان میزیند اعانت کرد. به او اجازه داده شد با مقدسین بجنگد و بر آنها پیروز شود و به او اقتدار بر هر طایفه و ملت و زبان و قوم داده شد. همه ساکنان زمین آن وحش را خواهند پرستید، همه آن کسان که نامشان در دفتر حیات نیامده که از آن بره است که از بد و آفرینش جهان ذبح شده بود. آن که گوش دارد بشنود، اگر کسی میباید به اسارت برود به اسارت خواهد رفت، اگر کسی میباید به شمشیر کشته شود به شمشیر کشته خواهد شد. این پایداری مقدسین را میطلبد و ایمان آنان را.
Yeah, so here it talks about beasts, about horns, crowns. And if you want to read more about it, Daniel 7 is the chapter actually where it talks about the same things. And it actually gives you also the explanation. Yeah, we're not going to go into that today, but it refers to world empires and their leaders, their kings. And we see that at the end it will rise another beast, another empire that has similarities with those empires that have already been there, like the Babylon, Medo-Persian, the Greek, the Roman Empire. And we're going to look at this political empire, this last beast that the Bible talks about. Now, we saw that here, it says, for 42 months, we have the Antichrist ruling this planet.
اون وحش کل این زمین رو سلطنت
کرد. The dragon responds to Satan. If you want to read it, read Revelation 12:9. It explains it there.
مکاشفه 12:9 توضیح میده. در حقیقت اون اژدها شیطانه.
Yeah. So it's not just a part of the world. Look at verse 7.
یه قسمتی از دنیا این اتفاق نمیفته، بلکه کل دنیا.
Yeah. Powers given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
هفت داره. 13.
12:9 I'm by head. Wait.
13:7.
Yeah, yeah. That's 37. Yeah, but you already read that, huh?
No, I'm reading it again.
Or he...
Oh, you have to. Be.
به او اجازه داده شد با مقدسین بجنگد و بر آنها پیروز شود و به او اقتدار بر هر طایفه و ملت و زبان و قوم داده شد.
And it reached Revelation 12:9 as well, which explains who the dragon is.
هم میخونه که توضیح میده اون اژدها کیه.
And this is how you
اژدهای بزرگ به زیر افکنده شد، همان مار کهن که ابلیس یا شیطان نام دارد و جمله جهان را به گمراهی می کشاند، همو و هم فرشتگانش به زمین افکنده شدند.
Now we need to interpret scripture with scripture to figure out what things mean.
So,
this is a worldwide government. Now, that's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to have all these sovereign nations just giving up their sovereignty to some world leader, to world government.
Now,
do we see a move in that direction today? Now, if you would talk about a world government, new world order 20 years ago.
20 سال پیش در مورد دولت برای کل دنیا صحبت می‌کردی، همه بهت می‌خندیدن.
Because you would be some kind of conspiracy terrorist.
یعنی چی چیزای عجیب و غریب بود.
Now even though the Bible tells us that's going to happen.
توری عجیب و غریب می‌ریزه.
But what is happening today?
اما امروز چه اتفاقی داره میفته؟
The main leaders in the world will say, "Oh, we need to join together." We need a global government. One world order.
یک دولت، یک دولت جدید، یک قانون جدید.
You have the globalists. Yeah.
Globalist.
Yeah, they setting up all these institutes that are global institutes.
دولت شرکت‌هایی رو داره می‌سازن که در حقیقت کل دنیا رو فرمانروا
شبکه. We're seeing the beginnings.
چند ملیتی هستند.
Yeah, of a one world government.
داریم می‌بینیم همه چی داره آماده میشه.
United Nations.
سازمان ملل.
That's a beginning of a one world government.
اول آغاز دولت برای کل دنیاست.
With all its institutes and things around it.
و تمام چیزهایی که در کنار سازمان ملل.
The World Health Organization, which is now active in this whole coronavirus.
کل دنیا داره سعی میکنه کرونا رو در حقیقت تحت کنترل بگیره.
It's a global institute.
در حقیقت کل دنیا یکی شده که بخواد اون ویروس رو کنترل کنه.
And they will say, hey, we need global government, global control to solve global problems.
که مشکلات دنیا رو با هم دیگه حل کنیم.
A climate.
هوا داره خراب
میشه.
Yeah,
it goes beyond the borders.
از مرزهامون میگذره.
We have only so much limited natural resources. We need to have
global wide agreements
on that.
کنترل کنیم همه چیز استفاده هامون رو، موافقت کنیم در مورد استفاده از چیزهای ذخیره
هامون. Like, how does now this pandemic? Yeah.
داره تموم میشه.
We need to have an organization that has the power and control to act quickly.
به یه دولتی احتیاج داریم که بتونه سریع کنترل کنه، سریع رو همه چیز رو تحت کنترل بگیره.
Step for step we are moving towards.
قدم به قدم داریم میرسیم به جایی که بیشتر و بیشتر قدرت
into the hands of fewer and fewer people.
آدمای کمتر و افراد کمتر.
And this scenario is just going to set the stage for eventually the Antichrist to come in.
آخر سر یواش یواش آماده میشه که اون وحش یا اون ضدش عیسی بتونه تحت کنترل بگیره.
Revelation 17:12. Sorry, 12:13. Revelation
17:12-13.
Yep. So here you see it in the end, we are going to a place where you have these 10 kings. And what will they do in the end? They will give all their power over to the Antichrist, to the beast here.
So
that is one of the things that things are going to go. Yeah. Things we can see, things we know from the Bible are going to happen. Now, what is the second thing? Go to Revelation 13. That's the economic, worldwide economic financial system. Revelation 13, 16 and 17.
همچنین همه کسان را از خرد و بزرگ، دارا و نادار و غلام و آزاد واداشت تا بر دست راست خود یا بر پیشانی خیش علامت گذارند تا هیچ کس نتواند بدون آن علامت بخرد یا بفروشد و آن علامت یا نام آن بخش یا شماره نام.
Yep. So here we have the Antichrist being able to control all buying and selling. Now, if you would say this to somebody like 100 years ago, no one could even imagine how to be possible.
So,
what is going to prevent me from taking a silver coin, giving it to somebody else, receiving something in return? How are you going to control that? But today we can imagine. Of course, today money is not really money. It's just a currency. It's not worth anything.
It's just a piece of metal.
Yeah, some paper. It's only more than that.
دیگه پولی نداره یا تیک آهنه.
It's only worth something because the government says it's worth something.
ارزش داره چون دولت اون کشور اعلام کرده ارزش داره.
Yeah, and even that. Yeah, we could still make transactions and we couldn't control it. I can give you some euros and you can give me some back and the government have not control over that.
الان شاید بتونم باهاتون یه ذره یه یورو بهتون بدم، شما یه یورو دیگه به من بدین و هیچ کسی ندونه ما این چه جوری یورو رو رد و بدل کردیم. کنترل نکنه دولت.
But isn't there a push to a cashless society?
اما الان دولت‌ها دارن وادار میکنن که پول نقد گرفته بشه و وارد بانک بشه و همه کارها از طریق
بانک. It's not encouraging of using your bank cards.
نمیشه که فقط از کارت بانکیتون
استفاده کنید. Turning away from the physical things you can touch to a plastic card. Or an app on your phone. Now in Holland that's already the case. People hardly use physical money.
Currency.
Greece is catching up quick. Yeah, because the government makes you do things. Gives you discount if you do through a card. Or forces you to do certain payments through the bank.
این درصد مالیات تخفیف میخوره اگر با اونیکی کارت خرید کنی اینقدر مالیات تخفیف میخوری یه وادارت میکنه که از طریق کارت خرید کنی
yeah, it's easier.
خیلی راحت تره پول نباید بکشم
yeah, that's the advertisement. It's quicker.
سریع تره
in Holland I remember when it's first came
اولین باری که با کارت پرداخت میکردی همین بود
yeah, this example of somebody at a cashier
یه کسی دم صندوق بود
fumbling around
پول خورده رو داره میریزه پول در میاره تو از این بر پول باید برگردنی میای جدید کارت تموم
walk out
میای بیرو
yeah see how easy it is see how much better it is
ببینی چقدر راحت تره چقدر بهتره
much more convenient
خیلی به نفع
مونه we have a coronavirus going around
ویروس کرونا داریم تو کل دنیا نه
your currency your physical stuff is like not hygienic it can transfer the virus
چونه ویروس میتونه بگیره ممکنه پولت با ویروس برسه به دست کسی دیگه
we should use plastic money
نه پلاستیک استفاده کن کارت تو رو کسی دست
but why stop there
اما چرا اونجا دست بکشیم؟
Now why bother about a card and a phone that can be stolen?
چرا نگران اون کارت باشیم یا تلفنی که یه نفر میتونه بدزده
زبون؟ Why not put a chip in your hand or your forehead?
نیاییم اون چیپ کارتمون رو بذاریم رو دستمون یا بذاریم
Use our new cryptocurrency.
بیایم از اون پول جدیدمون دستمون رو سرمون استفاده کنیم که بتونیم همه خرید و فروش ها رو کنترل کنیم.
Works against the criminals. They cannot do secret transactions anymore. It's
for
your
good. Yeah.
It's convenient. You just go. Leap.
You
have paid. More hygienic, quicker, safer.
But the system
that has full control of all buying and selling.
Yeah.
You can see how this would work into a place where the Antichrist can stand up and can actually have this control. You want that chip? Worship me. You don't want to worship me?
Oh,
you're going to be excluded.
پس تو بیرونی.
Yeah, you're going to be separated.
پس
and of course eventually you're going to be persecuted.
در حقیقت بعدش تو شکنجه خواهی شد.
Yeah, so whatever crisis, whatever things are happening in the world, slowly it's being pushed towards the place that we are going there. Something that was impossible to even imagine 100 years ago. It's a reality for us today. We can see how that would work. There are already people doing this.
Yeah,
it's not the mark or the beast, but it's already using the technology. Yeah, when they looked at Revelation 13 100 years ago, they were thinking, what can it mean? We can say, yeah, we can see this. We live in a time that this is possible in this way.
Now,
just as a step out, here's another scripture that shows you that we have a technology that wasn't there before 100 years ago. Go to Revelation 11 for a moment. And this is a rabbit trail, but I want to mention it. Revelation 11, verse 3. And I'm not going to read everything, but this talks about the two witnesses, which will come in the letter, last time of the end times. Who eventually will be killed. Read it. 11:3.
و من دو شاهد خود را مأمور خواهم ساخت که پلاس در بر 1260 روز نبوت کند.
Yeah, and these are two servants of God who is going to preach against what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
This is already after that the Christians are taken out of here. They are able to do. They're able to send plagues and all kinds of things. And eventually the Antichrist will kill them.
Now,
read verses 9 and 10 now.
And
you will see something interesting there.
همون 11
from the same chapter 11
تا سه روز و نیم مردمان از هر ملت و هر طایفه و هر زبان و هر قوم به تماشای اجساد آنان خواهند ایستاد و از خاک سفاریشان خودداری خواهند کرد ساکنان زمین در مرگ آنان شادی ها خواهند نمود و برای یکدیگر هدیه ها خواهند فرستاد، زیرا که آن دو نبی ساکنان زمین را معذب ساخته بودند.
Yeah, so people from all kingdoms, all nations, all tongues. Yeah, they will see their bodies. And everybody is rejoicing. Yeah, about it. They're dead. Now, was this possible 100 years ago? No. How is somebody going to see what happens in Athens when you live in Australia? But is it today? Is it today possible? Yeah, we have the internet. It reaches every kindred, every tongue, every nation.
Yeah,
we have live streams on YouTube and other channels. And people everywhere in the world can directly see what's happening. Now, what about these areas where there's no internet yet? Now, most of the world already has internet. But guess what's going on? There are several high-tech companies that are deploying satellites and they're creating a worldwide network around the Earth. That can a little bit low orbit satellites that can provide internet to any spot on this planet. Yeah, in a few years, yeah, they say they will have this operational. The first satellites are already launched. And so you can see things that were not possible for. And a couple generations ago. Now it is there.
الان همه اونها ممکنه.
The stage is set for these things to be
همه
fulfilled.
همه چیزهایی رو که می‌بینیم آماده شده برای اتفاقی که این پیشگویی‌ها
رو. We know this is going to happen because we have the word of God.
ما می‌دونیم که این اتفاقا برامون می‌افته چون هممون کلام خداوند رو تو دستمون داریم.
Yeah, but that's the place we're slowly moving to.
یواش یواش داریم به اون.
Yeah, so the Antichrist will have one world government.
یه دولت خواهد داشت.
One world economical system.
از لحاظ اقتصادی یه دون اقتصاد وجود خواهد
داشت. And also one world.
و بیشتر از همه.
Religion. Go back to Revelation chapter 13 and read verse 3 and 4 again.
مردم اژدها را پرستش می‌کردند زیرا که به آن وحش اقتدار بخشیده بود. نیز آن وحش را پرستش می کردن و می پرسیدن کیست که همتان این وحش باشد، کیست که بتواند با او بجنگد.
Yep. So everybody will wander after the beast and it will worship the dragon and worship Satan.
Yeah.
Most people on this world will eventually end up worshiping Satan, joining in this one religion. Now, do we see anything happening in this earth which moves to a place where people could actually go that direction?
Now,
the answer is again yes. For a long time, for a time now, there's this ecumenical movement, which is a movement that wants to unite all Christianity together. Everybody has a label Christianity.
Movement together.
Now come together with to the Mother Church, the Catholic Church. Yeah, let us be all one and have a big happy family. Let's set outside our differences. Yeah, let's unite what we commonly believe. You don't believe in the Trinity? Oh, that's not a problem. Yeah, we all believe in God. You're teaching a works-based religion?
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Yeah, we both believe in Jesus. You believe this is sin? Yeah. We also believe all in God, in love, so let's not make a point of this. Let's be one happy family. And what is happening, truth is being compromised to promote unity. And this is of the devil. This is the works of Satan. It's not of God. Yeah, Jesus doesn't come back to reunite all religions. He comes back to rule this earth with a rod an iron.
که میاد همه رو قضاوت کنه، گفته با آهن و همه چیز.
Now there are other movements.
خیلی اتفاقای
like
دیگه داره تو دنیا.
You have a movement that wants to bring Judaism merge it with Christianity.
با مسیحیت یکی کنه.
And it goes under Hebrew roots. One of them.
زیر رشته یهودیت اتفاق میفته.
Yeah, change Jesus and call him Yeshua.
بیام اسم عیسی رو عوض کنیم.
Keeping the Sabbath.
بیام سبت رو نگه داریم با هم دیگه.
That's celebrate the Jewish feast. Let's join together. Put aside our differences. And this movement is more and more. I hear more often people referring to Jesus as Yeshua.
می‌بینیم که خیلی‌ها به جای
میگن
نامش یوشع، نه نامش عیساست.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
که مقدس میگه عیساست.
Also in the Greek.
حتی تو یونانی هم عیسا.
And now the New Testament was not written in Hebrew.
و عهد جدید به عبری نوشته نشده بود که یوشع استفاده شه.
Okay, you said Judaism, Christians together.
They all similar backgrounds. یهودی‌ها هم همشون پشت سر هم یکی بودن، اما
What about Muslims? Islam?
Now,
first of all, of course, we have a similar background in the sense that they all would point to Injil, the Gospels, or the Torah. So there's already some similarity.
But now
you have movements like Islam trying to merge those.
Christ Islam, یعنی مسیحیت و اسلام.
You worship Allah, oh, it's the same as worshiping the God of the Bible.
الله رو میپرستی همون که مسیح رو میپرستی.
Answer, no, you're worshiping Satan if you do that.
نه اگر کار میکنی شیطان رو داری میپرستی نه خداوند.
And the same is happening in other groups.
تو کل دنیا هم اتفاق گروه داری
You have Jewish Buddhists.
یهودی های بودا داری.
And I have different names, Buju, Jiu, Bu.
Buju.
Yeah, how they're called, but again, indicating there's some push towards uniting Baha'i. Basically a mix of a lot of different faiths. Yeah, it's clear that this world is moving or being made ready for a one world religion. Of which, of course, the Antichrist will be the center of it.
Now we
just read all the world will wander after the beast. Except true Christians. The true Christian will not worship the beast.
Yeah,
Matthew 24:24, we read it already before. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders and instruments. That if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
که حتی اون انتخاب شده ها هم گمراه میکرد. اگر ممکن بود.
We will not be deceived.
من بلی ما گمراه نخواهیم شد.
Can you read it?
24:24. متی 24:24.
زیرا مسیحان کاذب و پیامبران دروغین برخواسته آیات و معجزات عظیم به ظهور خواهند آورد تا اگر ممکن باشد حتی برگزیدگان را گمراه کنند.
Yep. So we have one world political system coming.
از دیدیم که داره دولت‌ها یکی میشه و از لحاظ سیاسی یکی داریم.
Economical system
از لحاظ اقتصادی داریم یواش یواش.
And we have a one world religion coming.
و داریم از لحاظ مذهبی هم میخوان همه رو یکی کنن.
Yeah. And we see these things slowly or even with speed now coming to a place where the state is being set for the Antichrist.
چون در حقیقت آماده داریم میشیم که
اون when do these things happen?
چه زمانی این اتفاق میفته؟
We don't know.
نمیدونیم.
Yeah. It could be 5 years, could be 20, it could be 100. Yeah, but we do see the signs.
We do see
what is happening in the world. And things are starting to line up. Things that God told us will happen. And
we
should be in people who are not in darkness. And we know the times that we're living in. So people gave Jesus gave us the information.
این اطلاعات رو به همه ما داد.
The relevant prophecies.
نبوت‌ها و پیشگویی‌هایی که لازم داشتیم رو بهمون گفت.
Before
که بدونیم چه اتفاقی میفته قبل از اینکه عیسی مسیح دوباره برگرده.
Go to Luke 21:9
رو بخونید.
Yeah. But when you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by.
و چون خبر جنگ ها و آشوب ها را می شنوید نه هراسید زیرا می باید نخست چنین وقایعی رخ بدهد ولی پایان کار بلافاصله فرا نخواهد رسید.
We should not be worried.
پس نگران نباشید.
We know these things are going to happen.
می‌دونیم که همه این اتفاقا قرار بیفته.
We should put our trust in Jesus Christ.
اعتمادمون رو بر عیسی مسیح بذاریم.
He will be with us. He will lead us through it.
به ما رهبری خواهد کرد.
Yeah, but we have been giving information.
اطلاعاتی به ما داده شده که می‌تونیم ازش درست استفاده کنیم.
Yeah, there's a group of people in the Bible were called the children of Issachar. In
1
Chronicles 12:32.
اول تواریخ فصل 2.
And they're called wise men. 1 Chronicles 12:32, and they're called wise men.
They, can you read them? Where, let me find it.
1 Chronicles 12.
2?
1 Chronicles 12.
12. اول تواریخ 12. What verse?
32.
32.
از مردان یساکار کسانی که زمانها را میشناختند و میدرمستند
ایساسکار در حقیقت اسم این گروه ایساسکار
First 12
کسانی که زمانها را میشناختند و میدانستند اسرائیل چه باید بکند 200 رئیس و همراه تمامی خویشاوندان تحت فرمانشان.
Yeah, so this is a group that was commended.
In gruhi budan ke
being wise men, understanding
داشتن,
the times, so they knew what to do.
Midunestan ke chikar bayad bokonan.
Yeah, we should be in people who know the times and know what to do.
Bedunim chikar konim ba zamanum.
What if this is all not going to happen very soon? What if this is for our next generation?
Bare nasl alon etefaq nayafte, bare nasl ba'dimun bashe.
Turn to Ephesians.
Efesosyan ro bas konim.
Chapter 5.
Fasl 5.
Verse 11.
Aye 11.
Ephesians 5.
Ephesians 5.
در کارهای بی ثمر تاریکی سهیم نشوید، بلکه آنها را
اشراف.
5:11.
در کارهای بی ثمر تاریکی سهیم نشوید، بلکه آنها را افشا کن.
Yeah, we already know that.
می دونیم.
Satan is at work. Has been at work for 2,000 years.
شیطان 2000 سال و بیشتر داره کار میکنه.
Yeah, and we should know that we shouldn't have fellowship with the things
مشارکت نداشته باشیم.
The works of darkness.
کارهایی که مال شیطان.
But that we are rather to reprove them.
و بتونیم اونها رو آشکار کنیم.
So even if it's not going to happen in our generation. We need to know the times we're living in.
بتونیم در زمانی که هستیم و کارهای شیطان رو بدیم. و عضو اون قسمت کارهایی نباشیم.
Of what Satan is doing in this world.
کاری که شیطان داره تو دنیا انجام میده.
Now I started out with mentioning about some current events in the world.
اتفاقای دنیوی داشتیم صحبت می‌کردیم خبرهایی که امروز می‌خونیم.
Yeah, and the first thing of course is the coronavirus at this point in time.
که هممون در موردش صحبت می‌کنیم.
And is it a sign of the end? No, it's just another step that will lead us in a place.
قدمی هست که ما رو به نزدیکتر می‌کنه.
Yeah, remember like they could use this to say okay, this World Health Organization needs to have more power.
و مثل اینکه میتونن بگن که
we need a global problem, so we need global control.
باید کنترل بشه همه جای دنیا.
Now let's hope it's not coming to Greece.
امیدواریم که در یونان وارد
بشه. Let's hope it's
امیدواریم که
they will control it and
control بشه.
And hope not many more people will die.
کسی دیگه بیشتر کشته نشه.
But we don't know where things will going to.
اما نمیدونیم واقعا چه اتفاقی میفته.
Now ultimately
اما آخرشن,
our lives are in God's hands.
زندگی ما هممون
But at the same time we've been given wisdom.
اما همزمان به هممون حکمت داده
The children of Israel were wise men and they knew what to do in the times they were living in.
و در اون زمان که در اول تواریخ خوندیم اونها میدونستن در چه نسلی زندگی میکنن. و با حکمت قدم برداشتن.
Now what can we do?
چیکار میتونیم بکنیم؟
What if it comes to Greece?
اگر وارد یونان شو چی؟
We can use some wisdom.
میتونیم با حکمت قدم
برداریم. Yeah, we can think at least a couple steps ahead.
میتونیم یه سری کارها رو چند تا قدم جلوتر برداریم.
Now one of the most basic things that we need to live is food.
بیشترین چیزی که همه احتیاج دارن
برای زندگی some of us will struggle to be able to have at least some extra food in the house.
میدونم که غیر ممکنه برای بعضیا که یه مقدار غذا داشته باشیم که اگر اتفاقی افتاد چند روزی به احتیاج به غذا باشه.
But most of us will at least be able to have some food so we don't have directly to go to
a supermarket. یعنی اگر لازم شد لازم نشه.
The first thing that's going to happen if people panic.
اگر اولی اتفاقی
افتاد supermarkets will be completely empty.
مردم یونان اگه وحشت زده بشن کل سوپرمارکت‌ها خالی خواهد.
So if you can make sure you have some food in home so you're not directly dependent on
تو خونه نگه دارین که
واقعا چند روزی بتونین
وقتی خالی شد Now,
if you're not, we have some food in the building anyway, which everybody can take home. Some of the cans we have.
If you struggle
to have some extra food in the house because you don't have the resources, we have some donations, some extra food. So come to us. Now, when just a doctor walked into the place. So you may add to this if you think I'm missing something.
Now,
it's a virus that is infects through the respiratory system to breathing and the fluids. But it also infects through the eyes.
Yeah.
So when it comes, then at least be careful of those things. Know that this is the way you can get infected. Yeah, protect yourself. Yeah, don't go sit in the busiest places with all people around you. Yeah, and there's just some simple things we can do.
Now,
ultimately, of course, we trust in God for these things. But at the same time, let's use the wisdom
to
at least be a little bit prepared for the things to come.
And
I hope it will not come to Greece. Yeah, because the people will die. And it's a tragedy. It's already a tragedy. Now, I want to close with reading Psalm 121.
میخوام با هم دیگه بخونیم و آخرین آیه ای هست که در موردش مطالعه میکنیم.
Psalm 21.
مزمور 121. کلش.
یارب من از جانب خداوند، یاری من از جانب خداوند است. سرود صعود. چشمان خود را به سوی کوه‌ها برمی‌افرازم. یاری من از جان از کجا می‌رسد؟ یاری من از سوی خداوند است که آسمان و زمین را آفرید. او نخواهد گذاشت پای تو به لغزد. او که حافظ توست، چشم بر هم نخواهد گذاشت. آری، او که حافظ اسرائیل است، چشم بر هم نخواهد گذاشت و به خواب نخواهد رفت. خداوند حافظ توست، خداوند به دست راستت سایه توست. آفتاب در روز به تو آزار نخواهد رسانید و نه ماهتاب در شب. خداوند تو را از هر بدی حفظ خواهد کرد. او حافظ جان تو خواهد بود. خداوند آمده شد تو را پاس خواهد داشت از اکنون و تا به ابد.
آمین. Yeah, ultimately